This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban have blown up the statue of a Shiite militia leader who had fought against them during Afghanistan's civil wars in the 1990s. The statue depicted a militia leader killed by the Taliban in 1996 when the Islamic militant seized power from the rival warlords. Abdul Ali Masri was a champion of Afghanistan's ethnic Hazara minority, Shiites who were persecuted under the Sunni Taliban's earlier rule. The statue stood in the central Bamyan province, where the Taliban infamously blew up two massive 1,500-year-old statues of Buddha carved into a mountain in 2001. Taliban claimed the Buddhas violated Islam's prohibition on idolatry. Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage from Afghanistan for civilians struggling to join a U.S.-directed airlift from the capital. President Joe Biden's national security advisor said although a timetable for completing the evacuation of Americans, Afghan allies, and others has yet to be worked out with the country's new rulers. Jake Sullivan on Tuesday acknowledged reports that some civilians were encountering resistance, being turned away or pushed back or even beaten as they tried to reach the Kabul International Airport. But he said very large numbers were reaching the airport. The problem of the others was being taken up with the Taliban, whose stunningly swift takeover of the country on Sunday plunged the U.S. evacuation effort into chaos, confusion, and violence. Meanwhile, across the U.S., the agencies that resettle refugees and volunteers are scrambling to help Afghan citizens who are fleeing their country after helping the U.S. during the 20-year war there. This is VOA News. Haitian officials raised the death toll from a deadly weekend earthquake by more than 500 on Tuesday after Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to search and rescue efforts, a delay that fed growing anger and frustration among thousands who were left homeless. Grace battered southwestern Haiti, which was already hit hardest by Saturday's quake, and officials warned some areas could get 15 inches of rain before the storm moved on. Intermittent rain fell in the earthquake-damaged city and in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Late Tuesday afternoon, the Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to 1,941 and the number of injured to 9,900, many of whom have had to wait for medical help lying outside in the wilting heat. Four members of Hong Kong University Student Union were arrested Wednesday on accusations of advocating terrorism when they paid tribute to an attacker who stabbed a police officer and then killed himself. Police arrested four males, between 18 and 20, who were committee members and members of the student council at the University of Hong Kong. That's according to the superintendent of the police national security division. He said the arrests were in relation to a council meeting that promoted terrorism. The United Kingdom called Tuesday for an immediate and sustained pause in clashes and unrest in Myanmar to allow vaccinations as an intense COVID-19 surge continues to ravage the country. Britain's deputy UN ambassador told reporters after closed Security Council discussions that the call for humanitarian pause and a strong international response was joined by a foreign minister of Brunei. The new special envoy of Myanmar from the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations who joined the meeting virtually. Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States and 15 other countries beginning Friday, extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, the 15 countries, which also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and the Netherlands, were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to stay only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to leaving for the city. A resurgence of coronavirus cases in the countries due to the Delta variant led to the be recategorized as high risk. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.